Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Play Bigger: How Pirates, Dreamers, and Innovators Create and Dominate Markets is a business strategy book by Al Ramadan, Dave Peterson, Christopher Lockhead, and Kevin Maney. Published in 2016, it argues that the strongest companies do not merely outcompete rivals inside existing markets. They create new market categories and then shape the standards by which those categories are judged. The book sits at the intersection of strategy, marketing, and entrepreneurship, but its core idea is broader than any one function. Category design should be treated as a deliberate discipline. Using examples often associated with companies such as Salesforce, Uber, and others, the authors explain how a company can define a problem, condition the market to understand it, build an ecosystem, and establish leadership before competition fully forms. The purpose of the book is to show founders and executives how to move from being a better option to becoming the reference point for an entire market. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, category design as a strategic alternative to competing on features. The book's central argument is that conventional competition is often a trap. If a company enters an existing market, it usually ends up fighting on product improvements, pricing, sales efficiency, or incremental differentiation. Play Bigger challenges that logic by proposing category design as a more powerful strategic model. Instead of asking how to be better than rivals, the company asks what new market it can define and how it can become the default answer within it. This matters because market leaders are not always the best product builders. They are often the most successful at defining what the market should consider valuable. The book treats category creation as a way to shift the basis of competition. Once a category is named and understood, the company that framed it can influence the terms of comparison. That gives the business an advantage that is harder to copy than a feature set. The result is a strategy built around shaping demand, not merely capturing it. Secondly, the category king model and why owning the category matters. A major idea in the book is the category king, the company that creates a category and then captures the majority of its value. The authors argue that the biggest winners are usually not first movers in the abstract, but the firms that best define the space and become its reference point. This idea is important because it explains why market power can concentrate so strongly around one company, even when many competitors enter. The book's logic is that categories tend to evolve from confusion into a period of experimentation and then into consolidation, where one company becomes the standard bearer. That company does more than sell a product. It becomes the lens through which buyers understand the problem itself. Owning the category gives a company stronger narrative control, better pricing power, and a more defensible market position. The model is appealing to startups because it reframes scale as the outcome of category leadership rather than only operational excellence. It is also demanding because becoming a category king requires discipline in positioning, education, and execution. Thirdly, how market education shapes customer demand before the product is obvious. Play Bigger emphasizes that customers do not buy a solution until they understand the problem in a recognizable way. That means category design is partly an educational process. A company has to help the market see a problem differently, or even notice a problem it had not named before. This is one of the book's most practical insights because it connects strategy with communication. The product alone is not enough if the market lacks the vocabulary to understand why it matters. The authors describe this as conditioning the market, which means defining the terms of the conversation so buyers can evaluate the new category on its own terms. In practical business terms, this involves a clear point of view, repeated messaging, and a credible explanation of why the new category deserves attention. This does not mean hype without substance. It means that demand generation begins with mental framing. The company that successfully educates the market often reduces the friction of adoption because it has already taught people how to think about the problem and the solution together. Fourthly, ecosystem building, lightning strikes, and the mechanics of category launch. The book does not treat category creation as a purely conceptual exercise. It also describes the mechanisms that help a category take hold. One recurring idea is the need to build an ecosystem of supporters, partners, and believers around the new category. This ecosystem matters because a new category is easier to legitimize when it is reinforced by multiple voices and touchpoints, not just the founding company. Another important mechanism is the lightning strike, a sharp and attention-grabbing move that creates awareness and signals that something new is happening. The point is not spectacle for its own sake, but momentum. A category can remain invisible if the launch is too gradual or too generic. By contrast, a strong strike can give the market a clear reason to pay attention and start reclassifying the space. These ideas make the book distinctive because they connect category strategy to go-to-market execution. It is not enough to have a good thesis. The company must also create visible proof, social reinforcement, and a memorable entry point into the market. Lastly, The book Strengths and Limits as a Silicon Valley Strategy Framework. Play Bigger is strongest when read as a strategic lens rather than a universal formula. Its language is shaped by Silicon Valley, venture-scale thinking, and software-era examples, which makes it especially relevant for startups, growth-stage companies, and executives trying to reshape a market narrative. The book's value lies in making category creation feel like a deliberate discipline instead of a vague aspiration. At the same time, its framework is most applicable when a company has the resources, timing, and ambition to pursue market-shaping leadership. Smaller firms in mature markets may find the advice directionally useful, but difficult to execute fully. Another limitation is that the book sometimes prioritizes bold framing over operational detail. It is more useful for clarifying strategic ambition than for laying out a step-by-step management playbook. Even so, that is also what makes it stand out among business books. Rather than focusing only on efficiency, optimization, or personal productivity, it explains how markets themselves are formed, named, and won. That broader perspective is what gives the book its lasting influence. In conclusion, Play Bigger is best suited for founders, CEOs, product leaders, marketers, and strategists who want to understand how markets are actually shaped, not just how companies compete inside them. Readers looking for conventional advice on execution, management, or incremental growth may find the book too focused on high-level market framing. But for anyone trying to launch a new product category, reposition a company, or build a differentiated brand in a crowded field, it offers a useful strategic vocabulary. Its main benefit is that it shifts attention from better product claims to category ownership, which is a more ambitious and often more defensible way to build value. The book also helps readers see why messaging, ecosystem support, and market education are not secondary tasks but core parts of strategy. What sets it apart from similar business books is its insistence that category creation is itself the strategy, not a byproduct of it. That makes it especially relevant in technology-driven markets where narrative, timing, and definition can matter as much as product quality. If you would like to support Al Ramadan, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.